Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. As I always say, I hope you're doing well today. And it's another smoky day. Schedule's changing. Things moving around out of our control. But today I want to talk about retro. What is in your control? What is really out of your control? I was watching a lot of things on Agile, and they were talking about how if you want to be a Scrum Master, it's about the team and helping teams excel and not necessarily what you see. And I wanted to explore a real basic. If you use this basic thought process with the double diamond for your retrospectives, there's lots of variation that you can come away from that using that as your base. So today I'm going to go over to the double diamond. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, I've shared it before. I want to put a little bit on the, I'm going to show you a little double diamond here on whiteboard. So basically, the double diamond is two diamonds next to each other, and we're going to go through that process. This is the retro and double diamond. And we're going to kind of talk about that, how to use that as a basics for how you do your retros and how do you set it up from there. And if you use the double diamond, which you could say it came from system engineering practices and things like that too, it'll help you give you a good base for how do you want to shape your retrospectives? How do you want to shape your discussion among the team? And everything like that. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to customer, not work crazy hours to get that value and have some fun along the way. And I think if you set yourself up as you plan for your retrospective with the double diamond in your brain, in your thought process, you don't have to work as hard to establish your retrospective. So this is kind of helping everyone who does retros not to have to work as hard to create the retro environment, but also gives you a good basics that you can use this for the entirety of your career once you use this idea. So I drew the double diamond on the whiteboard. Again, it's just two diamond shapes next to each other. And the idea, and this is, and I'm going to give a little variation as we talk about this a little bit. Maybe you should move over a little bit. I'll move over a little bit so get a better view of the whiteboard because I can only write one way. How do you get team involvement, team ownership? They own what they want to do. And there's also a little variation. So you have your retro and you start your retro. This part, this large gap from top to bottom, the top of the diamond to the bottom of the diamond, that's where the team discusses all the things that they can talk about. So there's a group discussion. So group discussion. And all the things on all the things that they could actually cover or things they want to talk about. So you get everyone's feedback. So this is the group discussion, getting feedback on what could they talk about? What could they fix? So this is what could be fixed or improved. So your first diamond is what could be fixed, what could be improved, and then team, and you shape your retrospective on allowing them to explore all the things that happened during the week, the sprint, what they could talk about. And I'm going to give a couple of sessions on how to explore that and how to do the next phase over the next couple of sessions during our Retro Thursdays. So the first part is exploring all the things that went wrong, and there's ways to do that. Then what you do is you vote, and they call it converge. I'm going to say vote here. And this is a convergence. So where they vote is where they converge. Diverge is that gap in the first between the highest part of the diamond and the bottom part of the diamond. That's your diverging. Convergent is where they all vote on all these topics that you said they could cover, that they experience or experience, and they all agree to a point on what they want to. And there's different ways voting. There's different avenues. I'm just going to put voting, but there's, so maybe we'll talk about how do you get there too? How do you converge? So I'll do a show on divergence in the beginning. How do we converge that beginning? And then we got another divergence here. So once they figure out the topic that they want to cover, we're going to do another diverge. And here we're going to talk about solutioning. How do they want, what are all the different ways they can solution? So what are the ways to solution? Right? So why do we do this? So this is where the team, another group activity, group discussion. So they said, this is what we want to fix. Now, there could be lots of ways to solve that problem, okay? And and if they come up with something quicker, but we'll go in that too later. But they can diverge. So now you're having the group have a discussion. What are all the different ways you can, and you have this conversation. They come up with some different things. And then they converge again. And they vote at the end of the diamond, where the diamond comes back together and they converge. And here they pick what they want to implement. Pick implementation. How do you spell implementation? I am implementation. I'm running out of space. Pick for sprint. I don't have enough space on the whiteboard. Pick for sprint. So then they vote, they converge at the end here and pick the item that they want to implement and solve during the sprint, okay? So this is the basis for doing any retrospective that there is. So that you come into the room, you facilitate a divergence where they chat about all the things they could fix, all the things they want to improve. They converge and vote on in some form of voting, which we'll talk about in future episodes, to what they want to achieve. Then they diverge again on all the solutions to solve that problem. Trust me, there's lots of ways to skin the cat. Well, we shouldn't say skin the cat. That's mean in the keys. Good thing Bubbles is not here. She'd be like, what? Skin the cat. I don't want to get skinned. But more than one way to solve the problem. Then when they have all these different possibilities, they pick what they think is the best way of solving that problem out of the ones they talked about, and they implement it in the sprint. Now, this is classic. This, you can use this format for shaping how you want to do everything, because then you can plan your first divergence, your first triangle, plan how you want to do voting, plan your second divergence, how you want to do that. You could do the same thing twice. You can do it different ways. You can vary it up, and then your final implementation. Now, here's the tricky part, right? So this is where the team totally owns everything, from the discussion to the solution and the implementation. They own that. This is where a lot of Agile coaches and Scrum Masters now step in, or bosses. The bosses will skip this first phase. They'll skip, like I was saying, maybe there's sometimes you have observations like bugs or issues or workmanship, something that you notice that you want to offer. Now, you could offer that idea as part of this divergence, okay? You can feed in. This is where you Scrum Master, feed an idea. But then they still all talk about all the other ideas too. Yours is just one of many. So this is where you could participate. Now, what some Scrum Masters can do, they'll come in here. They'll already make the decision what you want to solve right? They said, we need to fix this problem. And a lot of managers stop right in here. So if they do, then you got to let the team also come up with the solution. Now, I've had people where I taught in class where they not only offered the problem, they offered the solution, and they were just looking for compliance to what they wanted to do, right? They skip all this part. Then it's whoever comes up with the idea. They're responsible when it fails. It's their fault. But one of the things you can do, if you have a topic that you want to hit, you can let the team come up with how they want to solve it, right? So you didn't get the full team part, but there is a lot of things when they come up and say, well, let's handle this problem. Let's handle velocity. Let's handle growth. Let's handle whatever, quality aspects, communication, whatever the issue that you pick, you jump to this spot in the diamond where the two diamonds meet and they converge, right? So that is one of the things I was just going to share. So there's ways you can see how this shapes up where you can skip all this and go here. That's not the best part to do in an agile environment where the team and the interaction of the people come up with what they want to solve and how they want to solve it. You're just facilitating them to get to that point in that time box that is provided to achieve that. But you definitely want to achieve the end part. The goal is to get to pick the item for the sprint. Whatever you do, if you can't do that, then it was a failure from a retrospective. So you want to set up, maybe there's, if you have a half hour retro, maybe there's 10 minutes of discussion, a diversion, 15 minutes talking about the, maybe there's 10 minutes diversion, 5 minutes voting, another 15 minutes. I would definitely do 15 minutes on the solutions that you can. Sometimes it goes real quick. And then another 5 minutes on the picked item you want to implement, right? But you can use this shape. Like I said, you can skip the whole first diamond, come up with what you want a solution on, and get into the team coming up how they want to solution it. Or you can skip it all together, and you go right to, here's my thought, here's what I see, and here's what I think you need to do. And that's the typical management way that exists until you really do agile, right? You can have tech leads do this. Scrum masters do it. Product managers do it. They all skip this whole part. But this is key for a good, interactive, self-organized team. So think about it. Think about these two diamonds when you implement your retrospective. If you have this thought process in your brain, it'll be so much easier to craft up your retro. Because then you can talk, okay, how do I want to get the diversion of all the things? How do I want to vote? How do I want to set up a system for them to come up with different solutions that they could potentially do? How do I want them to pick that final solution? So there's four things. 1, 2, 3, 4. So all you need is four things. You put your time box around it. How much time do I want to give it based on the time box that's allowed? And there you go. Use that model. Every time you want to set up a retrospective, anytime you want to have a group discussion, it works. It works really well, actually. So with that model, the double diamond makes your job easier as a scrum master for building, organizing a retrospective. And also, it's easy to implement. It's so simple. Difficult to do, as they say for Scrum. Anyway, I want to wish you all the best of luck today. I hope you have a good retrospective. I hope you have a great day. And we will see you tomorrow on Fun Friday where we'll do a fortune cookie. We got to have some fun. I got to work on some ideas. Anybody want to send me some notes on some fun activities they have done recently that I should share on the show, please do so. Be happy to share it. Give you credit for it too. Oh, and don't forget, again, thanks everyone for the podcast ratings. We got rated number 5 on the feed spot, so that's pretty darn cool. If you can like us, give us a rating, a favorable rating, not a bad rating, hopefully a favorable rating in Apple Podcasts or Apple, that would be great, or whatever system that you are listening to, much appreciated. Any shares, any likes always helps out. And again, have a great day. It's have some fun. Set up some ways that you can – see, that system you could just repeat. Anyway, we're out of time. Take care, everyone. Happy scrumming. See you tomorrow. Bye.